what's the lesson that you'll just never learn in life? Give us a call and share it with us at 877-591-9696. Maybe the rest of us can learn.
Yeah, what are those things that you just keep doing to yourself?
I'll tell you what mine is. By the way, it's B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings. Mine is not applying sunscreen. And where this is a problem is the fact that I'm not just a white-ass dude. I'm a ginger. And the sun and me do not mix well.
Particularly is not your friend.
No. And to make matters worse, also I'm bald. Right? So if I don't have a hat on, like, the sun will fry me. And this has been a problem my entire life. And I've always been really bad at putting sunblock on. And remembering to put sunblock on, I don't like the feeling of sunblock. I don't like when you sweat and it gets in your eyes. Like, I just don't like sunblock.
Right.
And I need it more than probably a lot of people.
More than the average person.
Yeah. So Saturday I had my rowing class. I'm doing an adult learn to row class at the Lincoln Park Boat Club. And I wear a hat. Because I'm bald, I wear a hat every day ever. Except I forgot to bring a hat with me that day. And it was so
sunny. The one day.
Yeah. It was so sunny. And it was warm Saturday morning. And there I was out there in the Lincoln Park Lagoon.
No hat.
Row, row, row your boat. Baldly down the stream, and the sun was just shining down on my head. And I was like, this is not very smart. Luckily, they had some sunscreen there. So I'm not like super, like, you know, badly burnt. But I just will not learn the lesson. And my wife is like, she just doesn't get it. She's like, the entire time she's known me, I've been terrible at this whole putting sunblock on.
The entire time she's known you, you've been just like a certain shade of pink.
Yes. Because I just won't learn my lesson.
And it's funny because the whole time that I've known you, I've also known this.
Yeah.
But like, we'll go to Six Flags or something.
Yeah.
And you'll still be like, oh, you know what? I forgot.
Yeah.
Sunscreen.
We're at Six Flags and I'm buying sunscreen from the gift shop at 10 times the normal price.
$27 for the smallest sunscreen.
Yeah. And spraying it in my face. And it's just not something I think about. It's not something I like. I just won't learn my lesson in this life. And you know,
because it's not like one day you're just going to stop burning in the sun.
No, this is just my lot in life.
Like, she'd be hating you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. My sister, also ginger, but somehow tans.
See, her and the sun had a talk.
I don't quite understand that. Like, we got the same basically skin tone, but she tans and I just fry to a crisp.
It's not for you.
So it's just one of those things. Can't learn my lesson. 877-591-9696. What is that thing in your life? You just can't learn your lesson. Patrick's in Arlington Heights. The lesson that you can't learn has to do with dating.
Yeah, 100%. I can't leave these crazy women alone, man. It's too much vanity, not enough substance. Like, I never get it right.
You don't learn your lesson. Where are you finding these women?
So, it's not like I must have a sign on my head, because, like, I'll meet them out shopping for groceries and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I meet them at work and stuff, but a lot of them are, and nothing against, I'm not saying they're all crazy, but a lot of them just happen to be dancers. So
okay. Here's the thing. You seem to have a type.
You have a type. You know, I will say I'm impressed that you're meeting all these women in person
and not on the apps.
Yeah.
Well, I'm too charming to do it on apps. Like, I'm an experience. So
he's like, I don't need that.
I love the confidence. So essentially, the lesson that you have not learned is you go for looks rather than.
Heart?
It's
heart
because substance. I meet people in person, so it's like that's the first interaction I have. So I mean, it's kind of a catch 22.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. Interesting. Yeah, I guess maybe, yeah, change it. Why don't you try the dating apps?
Yeah, maybe that's a way
to find somebody who's more of a personality match.
But see, the problem is I've got too many friends and I've heard too many horror stories.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The question was, what's the lesson you just can't learn? And if I can't, nobody's going to solve my sunblock problem.
No one's going to solve your girl problem.
Yeah.
I mean,
the crazy.
It's a lesson, but I'm enjoying the lessons, though. I'm not going to lie.
Well, you enjoy those lessons. How old are you?
I'm an old man. I'm 47.
All right. Well,
you really haven't learned your lesson.
Yeah. At some point, you might start thinking about changing your standards or
maybe
something?
From dancers to singers, but yeah, something's got to give.
Well, best of luck to you there, Patrick, and thanks for joining in on the conversation. 877-591-9696. What's that lesson you just won't learn? For me, it's sunblock. For Patrick, it's dating people based off of looks.
For me, it's tequila shots.
Yeah. What's that lesson that you won't learn? 877-591-9696. We'd love to hear from you this morning. It's Moe and Carla Mornings on B96. So I'm going to tell you how you can get 30 cents off of a gallon of gas. Off of each gallon of gas.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not trying to save you 30 cents. I'm trying to save you 30 cents like 20 times.
Okay, good. I was about to say, you're trying to save me 30 cents. At this point, save me 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
I like that.
Thank you.
It's B96, Moe and Carla Mornings. Look, gas prices are out of control. If you're listening right now in a car, you understand as cliche as it sounds, the pain at the pump. And it is when you got to fill up, you know, we got two cars. We're trying to keep gas in.
I always think it's so funny when people say, I remember when gas used to be $3 a gallon. And I'm just like, times have changed.
Yeah, no, I remember when it was like two something when I first started driving. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Mo, you're aging yourself.
Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, my mom used to give me a $20 bill. I'm 39, by the way, before you think I'm 100. She used to give me a $20 bill and then say, go tell him put 20 on pump 5, and then I'd have to go back and get the change.
Yeah, see, things were just so much more affordable. I was just talking to my parents, and they were like, they said that they passed a gas station. Granted, they're like in the West Coast, where the gas was $7 a gallon. So we're trying to save you money right now.
It's in the fives here in Chicago.
Yeah, that's still a lot.
And pretty close to six. Though, there is the BP station in Logan Square. It's on Western and Fullerton. And they're offering a 30 cent per gallon discount on gas if you buy 3-foot-long sandwiches from the Subway that's also in that parking lot. By the way, this is not an ad. This is us just looking out for you. So if you're trying to get some lunch and some gas,
you
get the deal.
Wait, that's actually really nice. Yeah. Do you think it's because they're like, how do we get more people in the Subway?
Probably let's get more people into the Subway and let's get more people into our gas station. But also it's like, you know what, however we can combine forces to save people some money in this, you know, crazy, you know, time that we're in, especially $5.99. So $5.99 a gallon for regular gas, it's actually $5.69 if you buy three sandwiches.
That's still so much money.
So yeah.
But if you're going to have to get gas anyway, you might as well get a snack.
Yeah. And if you're one of the, I understand it when you have like a small ass car and then you go fill it up and then it's like, immediately, you're spending $70. What?
Yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah, I filled up my wife's car, and I was just kind of like looking at my phone, kind of not paying attention. I heard it go click, and I turned around, and it said $86. And I was like, for what? So I can go back and forth to work 14 times? Not even that, like probably 4 times. So anyway, Logan Square, the BP station, Fullerton and Western, you can get 30 cents off if you buy 3-foot-longs.
Get fed and then also feed your car.
Yeah.
Oh, we're living in weird times, man.
That's where we're at right now. It's like, gotta keep an eye out on your Gas Buddy app to look for the cheapest, you know, gas stations.
Do you use that for real?
Yeah, for real, yeah. And best of luck. May the odds be ever in your favor. It's Moe and Carla Mornings, B96. Diary update coming at 7:30 this morning on B96. It's Moe and Carla Mornings. But right now, we want to know who can admit that they have the worst type. 877-591-9696. Because Ahmad the Amazing here has an amazing story to tell us.
I feel so bad. But I got to call her out because I think it's bad for her. My friend really likes men that have been to prison.
Okay.
So much so.
You know what? I get it.
Do you?
Because they can commit to something.
I was like, because there's
being
like
locked up.
I was like, there's bad boys, and I think I get that.
And then there's super bad boys. So who else are you gonna talk to? You know?
But yes, okay. Would you go as far as to getting a job at a prison to meet men?
No.
Yes. Wait a minute. To meet men?
Yes. I mean, it's a good paying job, benefits, but there's another benefit. Which she is? Might find her future baby daddy there.
That is crazy. So what is the benefit of Dating in prison. There's love after lockup in some of these shows where, like, people, like...
They really were pen pals while they were in prison. Yeah. Also, I'm absolutely joking. I was just playing devil's advocate. I feel like I need to be
That's not me. That's not my story.
Before people are like, oh, my God.
Yeah, so basically, she got a job at this prison, and these guys pass her love notes.
Oh, no.
They've never done anything physical, but there's some flashing that goes on. It's very...
Flashing? Who's flashing who? Is it reciprocal flashing?
I think so.
Okay, so this is... She is... Cannot be dipping her pen in company ink.
Exactly. And I'm worried for her, not only for her safety, but her job safety. You can't just be getting a job at a prison because you want a rough dude. You could go to a dive bar.
This friend of yours obviously likes a rush.
Mm-hmm.
And she is interested in the man in the prison.
There's so many details that I want to say. Like when they're doing like the checks. I feel like it's explicit, but...
What do they do during the checks?
They're blowing her kisses?
Let's say that. While she's, like, writing in her pad, she'll pretend like she's not looking, but they're showing her some love.
Oh, okay.
I'll say that.
Okay. And themselves.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Thank you. I did not know how to say that.
All right. Wow. That's fascinating. Yeah, I guess I never considered, like... Prison is a place where you could meet some people. Would you be interested in somebody who's a prisoner? Okay. Is that hot to you?
I've dated a prisoner before, yeah.
Like, while he was actively
in prison? No, fresh out.
What was it? What did he do?
Drug-related.
Okay.
It's not murder.
No.
You didn't date a murderer.
I would be too scared.
Yeah. Well, right.
Is there anything that... Do you find that level of bad boy thing hot in any way?
No. Oh, my gosh, no. Not my cup of tea. Although, I will say my high school sweetheart, the first love that I ever had in my life, he is in prison now.
Mm. Oh, for what?
Battery and drug-related charges.
Mm. All right.
Yeah, so anyway, if anybody has a worse type than a mod's friend, though...
Who can admit they have the worst type in dating? It doesn't mean that you have to have necessarily, you know, your type is prisoners.
Right.
Uh-huh. But you know...
And maybe your type is bartenders, which, let's be real, also bad.
Yeah.
Or DJs.
Hold on.
Call me out, Ahmad.
Listen, there's some cliches. I feel bad for the DJs catching strays.
Mm-hmm. I'll throw in another one. Photographers.
Photographers?
Yes.
No way.
Oh my gosh. Truck drivers, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're cruising around.
So who can admit that they've got the worst type? Like, you've dated the same type of man a few times, and you're like, I need to stop.
877-591-9696. Would love to hear from you. It's B96. Update on the diary situation. We will hear from our company, Laura, coming up at about 7:30 on B96. It's Smoking Carla Mornings. Right now, though, who can admit they have the worst type? Ahmad's got a friend whose type is men who are actively in prison.
And so much so that she got a job at one.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
It's a lot of work to chase after people. Gloria in Evanston, your type being the worst. What are they? I phrased that weird.
You did.
Men with what, Gloria?
It was a scrub, man.
Oh, scrub.
Screenless,
like
TLC, no scrub.
Like passenger side of their best friend's ride. But in the 1990s like economy.
I dated one who was able to move out of his mama's house before he was 30. But recently, like, so 4 years ago, I dated somebody that's in their 30s, has now two kids, and still living at home with mom and dad.
Wow. Right.
You know, I think there was a while there for me, too, where I was dating men that lived at their mom's house, and then I was like, what am I doing? And there's no shade, because I get that in this economy, it's tough.
No kids.
But...
That's awkward. But,
it's true. They didn't have kids. It is a little bit stranger when, you know, you got your own family. Yeah, everybody's situation is
either
different.
Either way, I'm not trying to do it next to your mom's bedroom, you know?
Exactly, like you just got cracked and you're like, hey, mom.
Hey.
And now the girl is, the current girlfriend is very obsessed with me. She looks up for me on TikTok, on Facebook, and I'm just like, you have the man. Leave me alone. I don't want to date a scrub. I don't need a scrub in my life.
Okay. Word to TLC.
Yeah, let's bring back scrubs.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's like, well, should I date him? I don't know, girl. He's a scrub.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, you don't want no scrubs.
No.
As we've learned. Well, thank you for sharing that, Gloria. to stay away. Is your current guy, would you consider him a scrub?
No.
Okay, good.
Good.
All right.
Good.
You don't need to be with scrubs.
There you go. We're moving on up in the world.
Yeah, moving on up. All right, coming up next, the diary. Will we ever be able to read from it again?
Well, we'll see.
We'll find out. I think it's Moe and Carla Mornings. We are commercial-free, by the way. It's Chicago's B96. B96 with Moe and Carla Mornings, and typically at this time we would read an entry out of the diary that we had been reading, an entry a day for like the last couple of months, and our idea was we were going to try and find the person whose diary it was.
Right, and there was somebody that came forward, and we were really excited to talk to them yesterday, but they did let us know that they were contacting lawyers and that they were not very...
interested in talking to us more right. about their diary. And right. it was a bit of a surprise to us because I think we saw it as like, oh, this is fun. We can catch up with this person. A conversation with one of the lawyers for our company here at B96. Johnny, I guess the first question that I have for you is, can we move forward and read a diary entry today?
Absolutely not.
Okay, absolutely not. What can you tell us? Can you help, you know, fill us in on what's going on?
Yeah, sure. Here's the situation. We received a cease and desist letter with a demand for damages from a lawyer representing a person who is claiming the diary you've been reading is hers.
Okay. So I wonder, okay, do we know for sure that it's her? Like, will we be able to continue reading it, or is this just off the table for now? Or what's the, I get, well, like, what is she coming after us for? Like,
fair questions. So first, we are going to be speaking with her and her lawyer. And during that conversation, we're going to be asking her to verify the diary is hers. And we'll talk about that in a second. But she's claiming that because you've been reading the diary on air, she has suffered emotional distress and it's an invasion of her privacy. So she is potentially asserting claims for intentional infliction of emotional distress and invasion of privacy.
So this sounds... pretty serious.
Very.
Are we, this is probably so selfish to say, but like, are we in trouble?
Yeah, like, does any of this come back to us?
We didn't mean to cause, like, distress.
Obviously. Yeah.
Well, first, you should never have done this without reaching out to us in the legal department first. But you didn't. And so, yeah, this could be a big problem. I've already spoken to your manager, and I can't say any more at this time until we speak to the person and their lawyer, but... what I will tell you is the company is reserving all of its available rights.
Okay.
Oh. All right. All of its available rights.
Okay, so then, okay, for us to move forward, what do you need from us?
Well, what I'd like to do is have you send me some pictures of pages from the diary that you haven't read on air yet. I presume you haven't finished it?
No, there's still some entries left.
Okay, yeah, because you were asking about wondering if you could still read it. So what we'll do is we'll talk about what that looks like off air, though. I'm not going to do this on air with you guys.
Okay.
Well, yeah. All right, that's fair. Okay, then for now, no diary entry. Need to, I guess, figure out if it is, in fact, hers on some level. And then hopefully, maybe we can return to the diary if it's not. Or
let's take one step at a time.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Johnny. Appreciate your time. And we, I guess, can talk more about this not on the air.
Yeah. And no entry for today.
Though hopefully, eventually, maybe we can get back to reading it. There is a, and we can't speculate too much, and I don't want to get myself into trouble, but there's a part of me that thinks like, oh, if this is not real, then maybe we can just move forward.
Right.
Yeah.
But that is all the information that we have now. You know mostly what we know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how about this? We're streaming live on Instagram right now. You can join in on the fun. We do every morning at 7 a.m. Between 7 and 8 at B96 Chicago. Join in on the conversation. Give us like 3.5 minutes. We will get you on the phone for Can't Crush Carla.
Yes. Come win $1,000 if you can crush me.
Yeah. And hopefully we won't have to use that money to
pay for lawyers.
Never mind. Shouldn't say stuff like that.
No, you didn't.
All right. Hang out with us. All right. It's Moe and Carla Mornings. Commercial free. It's B96.
B96.
Can't Crush Carla.
Can't Crush Carla brought to you by Planet Fitness. Let's welcome Nicole in Bridgeview to Can't Crush Carla. Are you ready to win $1,000?
Yes, I am. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Nicole.
Why don't you start by throwing Carla out of here?
Carla, you got to get out of here.
Boom. Oh, fine.
All right, let's see if we can make this happen for you. It's 5 pop culture questions. You got to do better than Carla. A tie, of course, goes to Carla. You have to crush her in order to win. Here we go with question number 1. Tom Brady was one of the participants in Netflix's roast of Kevin Hart last night. He joked about Kevin cheating on his wife, Iniko, while she was in the audience. True or false, Kevin Hart has never hosted the Oscars?
True.
Question number 2. Dua Lipa is suing Samsung for $15 million for using a copywritten picture of her in its TV packaging. Which DJ did she collaborate with on the song One Kiss?
Calvin Harris.
Question number 3. Shakira will release her new song Day Day? Or is it Die Die? Featuring Burna Boy this Thursday. The single will be the official World Cup anthem for 2026. What is the name of the World Cup song she released in 2010?
I don't know.
All right. Question number 4. Simone Biles is saying she's no longer, quote, going outside after spending $23,000 on styling and glam for one event. Which Chicago sports team did her husband formerly play for?
Chicago Bears.
Question number 5. Savannah Guthrie is set to host the games show version of Wordle that will premiere this fall. What is the name of the NBC morning show that Savannah Guthrie co-anchors?
NBC Today Show?
All right. Let's get Carla back in here. While she's on the way in here, so I understand you have a top secret job. What can you tell us about this job?
I could say basically anything. I just can't disclose the show because the show won't be out until next year, and we are still currently filming.
You work on a show.
I'm an assistant director for a show. It's a small little short film, but it is like it's a little something. It's somewhere cool to start in the career of assistant directing.
I love it. Well, if you need to assistant direct, if you need like a cameo from a morning radio show.
We got you, girl.
All right.
I got you guys.
Welcome back, Carla. So 4 correct for Nicole in Bridgeview. Let's see how you do, okay? Question number 1. Tom Brady was one of the participants in Netflix's roast of Kevin Hart last night. He joked about Kevin cheating on his wife, Iniko, while she was in the audience. True or false, Kevin Hart has never hosted the Oscars.
True, he has never hosted.
He's never hosted. He almost did.
The true or false questions get me because Do you know what I'm saying?
True, someone never did something?
Yeah, like true, he has not done this. Okay.
Ahmad the Amazing wrote it. but you both got that one correct. Question number 2. Dua Lipa is suing Samsung for $15 million for using a copywritten picture of her in its TV packaging. Which DJ did she collaborate with on the song One Kiss?
Calvin Harris.
That's right. Question number 3. Shakira will release her new song. It's either Day Day or Die Die. It's spelled D-A-I.
D-A-I. Die Die.
Featuring Burna Boy, and it's coming out this Thursday. It's going to be the official World Cup anthem for 2026. What is the name of the World Cup song she released in 2010?
Waka waka eh eh.
You knew that.
Of course. Who doesn't know that song?
Me and Nicole.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was like
I didn't hear the artist.
Shakira, okay. Girl.
All right. Question number 4. Simone Biles is saying she is no longer going outside after spending $23,000 on styling and glam for one event. You know you don't have to do that.
You don't. You could just show up and be yourself. Yeah. You're Simone Biles. Yeah. Show up with one gold medal.
Yeah, show up in sweatpants. Yeah.
And no one can say anything.
Anyway, which Chicago sports team did her husband formerly play for?
The Bears.
Correct. Question number 5. Savannah Guthrie set to host the game show version of Wordle that'll premiere this fall. What's the name of the NBC morning show that she co-anchors?
The Today Show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Savannah Guthrie. That's such a tragic story about her mom. And now it's been, 3.5, almost 4 months, and they have not found her. But I'm glad that she is able to kind of move on with her life. And she's going to be doing a new game show, Wordle. How about that? 5 for Carla and just 4 for Nicole in Bridgeview. Nicole, you know what this means.
Yes, I'm Nicole from Bridgeview, and I couldn't crush Carla.
No. Sorry, Nicole.
Not today. But try back. We do this every weekday at 7:50.
I had a tie last time, and now I lost this time. It's okay. Next time.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye, guys.
Bye.
B96. Is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
Johnny is in Logan Square, and it seems that your marriage might be over before it even starts.
Yeah, it sure feels that way, man.
What happened?
Well, my girl's dad did not give me his blessing to ask her for her hand in marriage.
Oh, my God. So you said, I would like permission to marry your daughter, and he just said no?
He said a lot more than that.
Okay.
Well, now we need to know what he said. Yeah, hello?
So tell us the story of this whole relationship. We need to get there.
Yeah, so we've been together for like 3 years, me and my gal.
Oh, that's like a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, and we're both 28.
28, you know, we're living together. The word gal.
Yeah, because she is, man. She's my gal.
All right.
And, you know, we've been living together for, like, I don't know, the last year and a half, maybe, in Logan Square, and she's the one, man. She's the one for me.
Okay.
And look, well, you know, obviously, at this point, we've been talking about marriage a lot, and I know she's ready, and I was planning, you know, to propose to her on our anniversary.
Okay.
In fact, like, I already bought the ring, and I already shelled out some cash for a nice ring.
Oh, wow.
I mean, look, I'm not rich or anything, but it's still a really nice, well-thought-out ring. Even got to a couple of friends of mine who are female to go with me to get it.
And, okay, so you're all prepared to propose next month.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us what happened with her dad.
Yeah.
You said, I'm going to ask her dad for permission. How did this go down?
And why did he say no?
Yeah. Well, it was just the two of us. You know, we met up, and I was nervous but excited at the same time. And this man, as soon as I asked, I was like, hey, I love your daughter. I want to propose to her. And before I could even finish the next sentence, he didn't hesitate. He just blurts out, you know, you're not financially stable enough. And you still got a lot to prove. And this is my daughter we're talking about here. She's used to a certain way of life, you know, certain lifestyle. And he even went so far as to say, if you do this, I'm not going to the wedding.
That's crazy. Okay, so if you're just joining us, Johnny in Logan Square asked his girlfriend's dad for permission to marry her, to propose, and he said no because you're not financially stable enough. So this is weird because, to me, that's like in this day and age, that's a formality, right? More than it is an actual ask.
Oh, I mean, for my culture, it's like more than a formality. Of course, you can marry whoever you want. You know, it's 2026. But in my culture, like, I would never marry someone who didn't ask for my hand in marriage. And I probably wouldn't marry someone that my dad said no to.
Right. But what are the chances that they just say no?
Well, is it okay to ask, Johnny, are you financially unstable right now?
Yeah, I did want to add, like, he's trying to make me sound, it kind of sounded like I'm a bum, and I'm not. Look, I work full time, I pay my bills, and, you know, we split everything, and she doesn't care about that kind of stuff anyway. You know, like, I'm not making six figures, but I'm working up to it, you know?
Yeah.
But right. the important thing, in my opinion, is we're both really happy.
Right. So sort of the wind has been taken out of your sails here in your excitement to ask her to marry you.
Yeah, and it's like now I just look at the ring sometimes, and I have this just crushing feeling, you know? And I haven't, like, shared any of this with her.
Yeah.
I don't want it to make it sound like I'm trying to throw her dad under the bus, and I don't want her to feel
bad about it. It ruins the surprise. Like, it...
Yeah, this is a terrible...
terrible situation to be in, and have you gotten along with your future supposed father-in-law before? Like, did you guys vibe?
Yeah, like, I don't want to say we have, like, this buddy-buddy relationship. It's been cordial, and he's always been polite, but, yeah, it's not like...
But he was real
friends,
honest. You said, can I marry your daughter? And he said, no.
Yeah, and I won't go to the wedding if you do it. Like,
okay, that's okay.
Because the part that concerns me a little bit, or not concerns, let me just tell you what I think. What conversations are your girlfriend and her parents having that you don't know about?
That's interesting. That's an interesting perspective.
Because I'm sure that she does love you, and I'm sure that you are happy. But you guys, you said that you guys do everything 50-50 and she might not care, but maybe she might have mentioned this to her family.
Yeah, and her family's like, nope.
Yeah, that might have swayed things a little bit. I know that if I told my dad that I went 50-50 with everything, it might make him see things a certain way. Because
he's obviously a bit more traditional.
Yeah.
Yeah. 877-591-9696. The question is, though, is this a match or is this a mistake? I mean, does he continue and ask this girl to marry him despite her dad already saying, no, I don't give you my blessing? And
like,
and
knowing
I'm not
you're
go
married
to
a family that doesn't appreciate you.
Yeah, or is it a match or a mistake? Or how can he handle this? Does he go to the girl and go, so, I asked your dad and he said no.
I bought you a really pretty ring.
Well, what about, what do you think?
Yeah.
877-591-9696. We want to hear from you. Poor Johnny needs your help. It's Match or Mistake on B96 with Mogan and Carla Mornings. And Johnny and Logan Square, who thought he would do the noble thing and ask his girlfriend's dad for his permission to marry her. And he said no.
Oh, I remember this song.
It's Magic, It's Rude, and it's where it's basically this exact same scenario.
I'm gonna marry her anyway.
Yeah, and he says, why you gotta be so rude?
Well, because here's the thing. I think we all know that asking for a blessing is like the honorable thing to do. Because you don't actually need permission. What you would like is to be approved by the family.
Yeah.
So what do you do when you know that you're entering into a lifelong commitment without that support?
Yeah, you really want that support. It's funny, when this song came out, I remember thinking like, don't get yourself hung up, guy.
Why you gotta be so rude?
And now I have a daughter.
And you're like, if I don't approve, ain't nobody marrying her.
Monica in Bridgeview, can this relationship be a match or is it a mistake? What is your thought?
I think it's a match. What I would do is, if he doesn't approve this marriage, I would just make him like a big, huge barbecue, have the whole family, and just like talk him out.
Oh, okay. You're saying that he needs to woo the dad, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like, what's his favorite food? Maybe like a steak or hamburgers.
So we know the key to your heart.
I heard you really like medium rare steak. Can I marry your daughter now?
You better not mess up that steak, though. Imagine you have that barbecue, but then you mess it up. Ugh.
And he's like, the answer is still no. I appreciate what you're saying, though, Monica, to try to convince the dad otherwise. But I think what worries him is that he's going to go his whole life trying to impress this man that's never going to see him as a stable person for his daughter, you know? Do you have kids?
No, I'm married.
Oh, okay. Would you have married someone that your parents didn't approve of?
My husband, like, he got used to my dad. He liked what, he tried to, like, improve him, you know, spend time with him.
Yeah.
Sure. Make the relationship better.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, he would, like, if we had a barbecue, he would always cook some good steak. He's a good griller.
Okay.
And we're for Monica.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Monica. Officially, you say match. Sadie on the South Side, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good and happy to hear from you, Sadie. Do you think this is a match or a mistake? I mean, he asked the dad's permission to marry his girlfriend, and the dad said no.
Yeah, that's a mistake. And I really appreciate how he went and asked the dad, you know, for his daughter. That's really respectful. But at the same time, I think she goes and tells her family that he is not financially stable. Because how would the dad know that, you know, he is not financially stable? You know, she says something.
So and, you think, know, she has complained to the dad about...
Because if she didn't say that, the dad would never come up and say, you're not financially stable.
Exactly. That was also something that I wondered. What conversations are happening behind closed doors that our guy doesn't know about?
Yeah.
Exactly. Maybe she don't like the 50-50, and she, you know, but she act like she likes it. So
she
needs
loves
to
him.
Sit down with her.
Yeah. Yes. Well, yeah, and you can love somebody and also have complaints like that about the person too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I would sit down with her and say, listen, your dad told me I'm not financially stable. After I went to him and asked him if I could get your hands in marriage, and he told me no because I'm not financially stable. What did you say to your family?
Yeah. No, it's true. Because the dad doesn't have access to his Chase account.
Right.
Like, he doesn't know when his card declined at dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Exactly. Well, thank you for that, Sadie. We love hearing from you, as always. And have a great day, okay?
You too. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Talk to you soon. Okay, so 877-591-9696. Do you think it could be a match? The dad said no when he asked for permission to marry her.
Yeah.
That's a rough situation to be in. And also, we're going to check in with Johnny and see how he's feeling with everything. Coming up next on B96. So coming up at 8:40, we have Moog's Mega Minute, our trivia game that could earn you $1,000 on B96. It's Moog and Carla Mornings with Johnny and Logan Square, who asked his girlfriend's dad for permission to marry his girlfriend, the dad's daughter, obviously. And he said no. And a lot of that conversation was about how much money he makes. Financial stability.
And I think that that's something normal for a dad to be
concerned about. For sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think anybody who's about to make a lifelong commitment to be concerned about. But he does love her.
Yeah, but how do you move on in a relationship after you've gotten a no on that question? And so our question is it a match or a mistake? Ashland in Aurora, you say a match. Do tell.
Absolutely. You know, my fiance and I, we took down our ring together. He is not financially stable due to PTSD. And, you know, love is love. It doesn't matter about financials. You figure it out, man. You know, if she loves you, she loves you. And that's what it is. So I would stay excited about it. And that's going to be your wife, man.
Oh, I love your perspective.
You know, you figure it out. It's unconditional, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, till death do us part. Through sickness and health and all the other things
through
that go
overdraft
with.
Fees.
Absolutely.
And
declined home loans.
Hey, but you figure it out, man.
Yeah.
Can you imagine them at the altar? I've never heard these vows before.
They're real specific.
You know, nobody approved us of our relationship, but we know one thing in the 3 years of us being together, through sick, through health, everything, you know, we've stood by each other's side. You know, I was dying just a year ago. He stayed there for me. I was 96 pounds dying, and him. He stayed there.
What was going on? I'm just curious.
I had kidney and liver failure, and I was homeless, and I had nothing. And everybody just kind of tossed me to the side. And he was like, Ashlyn, you're a beautiful soul. You know, he sheltered me. He helped me. And he had nothing, you know. And now I'm this beautiful woman that's 140 pounds, you know, 5 months later from that. And he's still by my side and loves me just for who I am. And
I love that.
A lot,
we're glad you recovered.
Yeah.
And I think that goes a lot to show about real love, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's
true,
like, what
true
really
love,
matters?
True yeah, love, man. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Ashlyn, that's really,
have a good day.
Yeah, that's really great insight.
Yes.
Into, you know, people who have like a true, pure love. So, okay, now back to you, Johnny. Even though your girlfriend's dad said, no, you can't marry my daughter, what do you think? Is it a match or a mistake?
You know what, man? This is a match. It's not like I'm marrying her father, you know? Like, I love this woman. She loves me. And he's just going to have to deal with it, you know? Like,
well, yeah,
I'm not going to bow down to this man.
It's your relationship. Ultimately, it's also her relationship with her dad. And you know what? If I know dads, A, he'll probably come around, and B, he's not going to not go to his daughter's wedding.
Right.
Because it's one thing for him to have a chip on his shoulder about you, but when his daughter looks at him and says, you're really not going to come to my wedding, he's going to be like, okay, I'm going.
Also, it's not like you're a terrible guy. If the only reason that he had was just that you're financially unstable, like, come on.
And I don't even know that you're financially unstable. You're just not.
I'm not.
To the wealthy part of your life
yet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I'm not going to let him change the course. We're happy, you know. That's the important thing. So, yeah, you know what? He's going to have to deal with it.
All right. Well, like that attitude. Well, best of luck, okay?
I appreciate it. I feel a lot better about this now.
Hello to Claire, who is calling from Norwood Park this morning. What's up, Claire?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're pretty good. Hoping that you'll win $1,000 today. How you feeling? How's your confidence?
Yes. You know what? This is my second time trying, so last time I only missed one question. So
oh,
I'm excited.
Okay, hold on. Let me sit up straight while talking to you.
Yeah.
10 trivia questions, 1 minute, get all of them correct. You're winning $1,000 courtesy of Demesman & Overlaw Firm. Are you ready, Claire?
Yes.
All right. We'll start here with Frank's. Louisiana and Tabasco are all types of what?
Hot sauce.
That's correct. What do you call someone in 12th grade?
Senior.
Correct. How many seconds are in 2 minutes?
120.
Correct. What TV theme song says, I'll be there for you?
Friends.
Correct. What game involves an eight ball?
Pool.
Correct. Halfway there. What is the name of the school in Harry Potter?
Hogwarts.
Correct. Who hosts the TV show Survivor?
Oh, I don't pass.
Who is the villain in Peter Pan?
Captain Hook.
Correct. Who released the album To Pimp a Butterfly?
Pass.
How many bones are in the typical human body?
206.
That's correct. Who hosts the TV show Survivor?
Jeff Probst.
That's correct. Who released the album To Pimp a Butterfly?
Kendrick Lamar.
That's correct. You just won
$1,000. Oh, my God.
Wow. I want to know how you went back and got those, the Jeff Probst and the Kendrick Lamar one correct. Did you Google?
I love Kendrick Lamar, and I just, like, couldn't think in the moment, and then I realized it.
That is genuinely the best strategy.
It's just blast through them.
Blast through the ones you know. Go back to the ones you think you know.
Did you? You knew,
yes,
you knew the Survivor one?
Yes, I could see his face. I know he has my brother's first name, and then I don't know what happened, but it came into my head.
That's great. There's zero chance on this planet that I would have dug up the name Jeff Probst. I would have lost.
No, oh, I would have gotten it, and I've never seen Survivor. I
really?
Feel that. Yeah.
We used to watch it, like, every day with my family.
It's like on the tip of your tongue, you know?
That's insane. Yep. 10 out of 10. So last time you got 9 out of 10. This time you got 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. That's basically $100 for every question. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. I'm shaking.
I was, like, out of breath because as soon as I think we got to question 7, and it was her first pass, and then I started holding my breath because I was like, is she going to get it?
Yeah. You know what?
Oh, my God.
Not to be a naysayer, when you didn't know Jeff Probst, I was like, there's no way she'll know it when we come back to it, but we'll try. And then you did.
No, I'm going to.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
Claire.
Me and my brother.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Oh, my God.
How about that? Oh, my God. Well, let us put you on hold. We'll grab some info from you. We'll get you a check for $1,000 courtesy of Demesman and Dover
so
Law
much.
Firm.
Yes, Claire. Right. The almost millionaire.
See, if you guys call ever and don't get it, you should call again because you never know.
That is her PSA to everybody else.
Yes,
just try. Thank you, Claire. And we do this every single weekday at 8:40 for your chance as well.
To win $1,000.
To win $1,000. Show us what you got so you can
win most mega millions. Thanks to Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE or youraccidentattorneys.com.
How about some little victories?
Yeah, maybe you just won $1,000.
Yeah. 877-591-9696. What's something positive you'd like to share with the world? Something you got going on?
Yeah, maybe it's a new goal that you just accomplished or a new goal you set.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your kid's in the honor roll.
Maybe
whatever you want to celebrate.
Maybe it's something you're looking forward to. 877-591-9696. Little victories is next. Sally is in Lake in the Hills, and we're going to start with you today. So your daughter hit a home run. Tell us everything.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So she's 15. She's a freshman. So this has been 15 years in the making. She gets up there, and she just hit it in the sweet spot, and it was her first over-the-fence home run.
Man, wow. That's huge. So this is high school softball?
It is, yeah.
Okay, cool.
She's also on a travel team, but yeah, we haven't gotten over the fence yet until yesterday.
So you said this has been 15 years in the making. So how is it? So when she was a little kid, she was way into baseball or softball or?
Well, you know, we're big baseball fans and everything. And so, you know, when you have a little kid, you start throwing the ball back and forth. But she started softball at 6 years old.
Oh.
So it was just a rush of all these feelings for me, you know, seeing her just learning how to pick up a bat and, you know, the helmet's oversized and she's little, and then just yesterday seeing her just
knock it out of the park.
Was everybody so excited when they saw it? Like, did the crowd go wild?
Yeah, and we're so lucky. My mom was there. It worked out. We're so proud of her.
That's amazing. Well, congratulations to her. home run, take your time rounding the bases.
Yeah. I would be moonwalking through the bases just so everyone knew that I hit it over the fence.
That's so cool. Well, congratulations to you. What's your daughter's name? Oh, Layla. Layla.
Her name is Layla.
Layla. Yeah. And you're Sally in Lake in the Hills. That's cool. Yeah. So cool. And we appreciate you for sharing that little victory with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Call back with more of those.
Okay.
Yeah, there'll be many more where that came from. Especially if she's just freshman, right?
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Okay, so we have, is it Myra and Yara? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, there we go. Is it Maya and Yara?
Yes, correct.
All right, in Belmont Cragen. Good morning, what's your little victory?
So basically, I got into the hospital because I couldn't control my anger and my impulsivity. And then I got out for good behavior and I learned how to control my behavior and my emotions and like what time I learned.
You know what? That's an amazing thing. You're 11, I see here, right?
Yeah.
Yes. What's the best thing that you learned that helped you in this whole thing? Is there some sort of strategy that you use?
So it's like breathing in and out. Mm-hmm. And like I would do that when I start like fidgeting and I have anxiety.
Okay.
And it's good to learn all of these because I feel like, you know, especially when you're younger, all you've got is emotions, right? And sometimes you just need a little extra help to... Oh, hey, girl. Sometimes all you got to do is, like, try to figure out how to not control them, but understand them. Mm-hmm. And I think once you do that, then everything gets a little bit easier. Look, so deep breaths, right?
I've learned to take my accountability.
Yeah, there you go.
I love that. Well, congratulations to you, and thank you for sharing that little victory with us.
Thank you so much. I just want to say that we watch you guys every single morning, and I'm just a really big fan.
Aww, we're fans of you, girl. Thank you so much.
We're excited for you. That's growth.
Yes.
Proud of you, all right?
I'm really nervous right now.
Oh, don't be nervous.
No need. Just us hanging out, just friends.
And plus, you're teaching us. Now, every time that we get a strong emotion, we can breathe in and breathe
out. That's right.
Thank you so much.
All right, Maya, have a wonderful day, all right? All right, bye.
Thank you, too.
All right, we'll do one more. Amanda, where are you calling from?
Hampshire.
Okay, you're in Hampshire, and you are on the way to what?
My COVID baby's kindergarten graduation.
Oh, cool. That's so exciting. Yeah. So wait, COVID, so 2020 or 2021?
2020.
Oh, 2020,
so
baby.
He was actually born on March 20th, 2020, which was the day of lockdown.
Yeah,
so the thick of it. The future was, it was a little bit of an exciting time, right? Mm-hmm. So I just want to shout out to all the kindergartners that are out there and the mamas that made it through up until this point. So.
Do they do the little cap and gown and all that stuff?
I'm not actually sure, to be honest with you. I hope so, because that would be the cutest thing.
I know, it's so cute.
But no, we didn't get any special, though. We didn't get any special, cap and gown from the school or anything like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, whatever the case, that's so cool.
Yeah, because I bet that when you were in the thick of it, it was so hard to imagine, you know, is there elementary school life going to be normal? Because we didn't know how long COVID was going to last.
Sure, and you know what? So much.
Right, exactly.
So many props to the parents of COVID babies, because if you think back to 2020, we didn't know what the future was going to look like, and you're having a baby into a kind of a scary world at that point, and you didn't know what things are going to look like, how normal things would be again.
Right.
And now, you know, he's going to be walking across the stage, presumably without a mask on his face, and you can see as he graduates kindergarten.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
we're
it.
Really,
well, thanks for sharing that little victory with us, Amanda.
Guys. Thank you.
And congrats to your kid. What is their name?
Oh, yeah.
Julian.
All right. Well, congrats, Grad.
Yes.
And congrats, Mama. Have a wonderful day, all right?
Thank you so much, you guys. Love you guys.
Love you too.
All right.
Bye, Amanda.
Well, that's going to do it for Moog and Carla Mornings. Congrats again to, what was her name just now that won Moog's Mega Minute?
Claire,
that's right. I was like, it was right there on my head.
Yes.
Congrats again to Claire, who won Moog's Mega Minute just a few minutes ago and won herself $1,000. Can we do back-to-back winners tomorrow? 8:40, another chance to win $1,000. In the meantime, have a great day.
Yes, have the best day ever.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow on B96.
More with Moog and Carla.